can't get no sleep. Hey, welcome back, folks. There's another episode of Anaheim Nights with their two hosts. I'm Gooch, and this is Goober.
What's up, everybody? This is Anaheim Nights, the podcast that teabags you while you're passed out drunk.
What the fuck?
Anaheim Nights is rated 5 stars, baby, and 2 tits.
Oh my god, I don't even want to ask where you got that from.
Don't worry about it, man. But anyways, man, so it's been like, what, over a month since we have actually hung out and did a show.
Yeah, man, fucking, it's been a busy fucking month, I tell you that.
Yeah, man, it's been a while. It's been like a month since we've been back, and, you know, it's just because apparently people have been going through shit. Gooch has been, with all his finals and school stuff, final projects, and me, I'm just, you know, riding the tide of life, man, because it hasn't been fun stuff. Let's put it that way, but
it has been up and down lately, you know. Like fucking recently, dude. A lot of my friends graduated from college fucking over the weekend, dude. That shit was a fucking busy ass day, going to ceremonies, graduations, and fucking you know, the after meals, and then the fucking after parties. Now that shit was down.
Yeah, of course.
Everybody got fucking wild on that day, man. That shit was fucking insane. But good night, though, nonetheless. I was a little creeper. I went to one of my friend's parties, and I was like, and you know, it's just female, but, you know, it's just everybody's friends. I've known these people since, like, high school.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, you know, and she's all trying to drag us to go dance. And we're like, nah, I don't know what you're dancing. We're like, we end up dancing a little bit, right? At the end of the night, I'm like, I grab her. I'm like, oh, let's dance. You know, I start dancing. She's like, what the fuck? That shit was random. And my friends were like, dude, you're all creeper. I'm like, who cares? Fucking, I know her fucking forever. I was just fucking trying to say goodbye or something, but... Anyways,
people just like to twist things around, man. People have their mind always in the gutter, and so it doesn't work out in the favor. Oh, man, but the highlight of this, like, month that we were gone, we had our first horrible review. Well, it wasn't like someone gave us feedback. It was like someone went, your fucking show sucks.
Damn.
Yeah, man. Apparently,
they hit us in the balls pretty hard, huh?
Yeah, man. Well, it just... I was trying to... This person wanted to start their own podcast, not a comedy podcast, so they have no clue what our genre is about, but yet they thought that, you know...
I can criticize on it?
Yeah, and two kids with no budget, no money, and doing shit out of a bat cave with a $15 microphone, we're going to be able to put on, like, a radio FM, you know?
Like a professional show.
Yeah, dude, and I'm like, dude, these people, you know, we've been, like, 3 months deep doing this, 4 months now,
yeah,
and they
true.
Want us to be on the line of, like, you know, all these, like, top people. They want us to be Howard Stern and shit.
Right? God, man.
I was like, geez.
You know, what is that lady, dude? What the hell was she fucking expecting? She's fucking all improvised. Just like, if we're not funny, fuck you. We are funny.
We're funny to ourselves, and that's all that matters.
Yes, to our friends. Well, some of our friends
don't like us. Some people don't understand our videos.
It's already structured, and it's like, yeah, this whole point is to be funny and go on tangents.
Yeah,
and
well, random. It's I think, in my opinion, a podcast is just people talking into a microphone about whatever's going on, and it's just holding a conversation. It's not necessarily like you gotta do all kinds of crazy, amazing stuff and sound effects and all that shit.
Yeah, and like amazing stories and shit. It's just me and you and the shit that we go through, like, on a daily basis.
The shit that we see that we find funny. I mean, we're just two ordinary dudes. But yeah, dude, so they didn't necessarily like what our show was about, because we're not funny.
So we're still on zero budget, though. So it doesn't make a difference. We're still fucking out here producing new shit.
But, okay, so the big thing that everybody's talking about right now is supposedly that the world didn't end.
The rapture. I don't want to get too into it because I got so into it that people started getting annoyed over Facebook.
Yes, you...
And, I know.
You were like...
Because I kept making fun of it, like, every fucking day. It was just so much. And fuck the rapture. Did it happen? No, we're still here. Once we're all sinners, then you're all fucked. But anyways,
well, besides the point of that...
That guy was full of shit.
Who?
This guy, his name is Harold Camping, or I don't know. from Family Radio. He's the one that started doing the whole predictions at May 21st and blah, blah, blah. And he'll fuck himself. Anyways, that shit moved from May 21st. And at midnight, I was like, is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? Next thing you know, he posts on the website. He's like, oh, it's been moved to 6 o'clock today. Fuck you. So 6 o'clock comes and rolls around. He's like, oh, it's been moved to October 21st.
Because God is so fucking predictable, right? Because God gives
you... No, then why is he predicting it? He should shut the fuck up and say it could happen any other day. It could happen any day. But he predicted the 21st.
Yes, of course.
So he's an idiot for predicting it, right?
Yes, because I know that you're the atheist out of both of us, but... And I don't read the Bible, but for this conversation that we're having, it actually says... In the Bible itself, God will never let you know when he's gonna end the world.
And that guy's an idiot exactly. For fucking podcasting. And another shit that pissed me off was judgmentday2011.com. These assholes on this site say they're trying to sell t-shirts that say, I survived Judgment Day. Hello, that means you're going to hell, bitch.
Exactly, dude.
And you're selling t-shirts, like, are you trying to really make money off people?
It's not even that.
So sad. I think it's sad, anyways.
I think what I thought was dope was just the thought of, like, what happens if it did happen? What happens if, like, if it just fucking was, like, midnight and then just, like, half of the people, you know, were gone, dude? What would people do, dude? People, you know that fucking, the people that stay here are like, well, fuck, dude, we're going to hell regardless. Let's just fuck the world up. So technically the world would end when the rapture hits because... Us as humans, we're just destroy fucking everything, dude.
That's true.
Fucking raping and fucking stealing cars and fucking masturbating on public transits. Like, you know, all kinds of shit would happen.
That doesn't happen already, dude.
Yeah, well, that's not the point. But yeah, man, I just thought of, like, fuck, dude. And it's insane.
Viewer's dream is like, dude, I can't wait for that because I can't wait to fucking jerk off.
On the bus station, dude. Waiting for the bus.
Oosh, that's what he wants to do.
No,
I want to go crazy and just, like, drive a car into a crowd of people. And, you know, you want to fucking, like, jerk off in a bus station.
Hey. My dreams are my dreams. You can stick to yours, alright? So if I want to spooge on people, I'm allowed to spooge on people. Don't tell me shit, alright?
What do you call it? The
rapture didn't come, or maybe it did and we haven't noticed yet.
That means we're fucked.
Yeah, it means we're fucked. And dude, when the world comes to an end, I mean, of course, whatever God and fucking said that he wouldn't end the world in a fiery blaze.
They're gonna be pretty down. Pretty insane to see this
dude,
epic battle.
You know, like,
oh shit, did you see that? Spear to the head.
I heard this on another podcast, but technically, what is said that would happen, or how God would end the world, would be that God would break the elemental bonds of all molecules, of all things, and everything that has hydrogen and oxygen would just spontaneously combust.
So
everything would just catch on fire regardless of where you're at. That'd be a fucked up way to die, man. That'd be a horrible, sad way to die.
Oh, man. But you know what the good news is, though? While that's happening, we're going to be podcasting and streaming live to you right here for the Batcave. Tune in after the rapture. I just fucking...
Yeah, that made no sense because you were fucking yelling right in my ear.
My bad. It's because I have to sit so close to you because of the fucking camera.
Yeah, for the first time ever, we are actually streaming the show live. While we record, it's blogtv.com/people/Anaheim Knights, capital A, capital K. You can check us out. You can actually see us. We're going to stream. We'll probably do it more often. I said originally we would do it once a month, but if we do catch enough viewers, then we will actually, you know, do it more often. Maybe every show. Who knows?
Yeah, it might be a good idea. If we get some more viewers, some more followers, that'd be pretty down, you know, if we do that.
Yeah, so, I mean, for what it is, I think it's pretty down. Hopefully it'll bring more viewers in and whatever. Sadly, we went down in ratings because we did not put a show up this week.
Hey, on Podomatic, dude, out of, like, 1,100 fucking podcasts, we're 390. Or 11,000 podcasts, we're 390. All right, producer, 390. That may not seem a lot, but out of fucking 11,000 people, come on. Podcast, I mean, that's a fuck, you know. That's pretty up there. 390.
Yeah, man. I mean, we were higher ranked, but I guess the people that actually come back and listen to our show didn't get one on Monday, so they were probably disappointed and went, fuck these fools then. They're not funny anyways.
Hey, we're still 390.
Yeah. Okay, dude, so this fucking next segment was not a segment, it's just something that I saw. My mom actually saw it on the news, and she went, she's like, Goober, you're fucked, dude. I'm like, what do you mean? I was like, because there's actual, I guess now that there's actual doctors that will not, there are doctors that will not actually check you or fucking actually bring you in or let you do all that stuff if you're over 200 pounds. So what are they going to do about me?
What?
Yeah, if you're over 200 pounds, the doctor can actually refuse to.
You're fucked, dude.
Yeah, I'm fucked. So pretty much whatever doctor's office I go to, they're like, no, fatty, get the fuck out.
Like that boy outside.
I'm sorry. I can't help you. I can't help you this time.
No way.
Yeah,
dude. Bullshit.
I didn't search it up because I was like, it was like right before I came over here. I wrote it down on the notepad before I walked out. Well, we're already on news subjects, so I just thought that I would just get back into the news, man. Do my segment like I always do, man.
All right. Let's hear it.
All right. This is the headline.
Fucking dude, I'm fucking.
The first thing I fucking tell you to do.
I know.
The first thing I tell you to do. See, that's why. That is why we stay at 390. That is why we stay at 390.
I know.
Because you won't shut the fuck up.
No, I did it on purpose.
Okay. No, okay, well, this is the headline. Second deputy accused of sex with an Explorer deputy. In San Bernardino, County Sheriff Rod Hoops has suspended the ride-along program for Explorer Scouts for at least 60 days. Because after a deputy was arrested on suspicion of having sex with a teenage girl who was part of his program. It was the second time in 2 weeks that a San Bernardino County deputy has been accused of having sex with underage Explorer Scouts who was on his ride-along program. The incidents involved different deputies and different teens. I won't mention this guy's name, but his age is 30 in Beaumont. Was arrested Wednesday on suspicion of oral copulation with a person under 18 and sex with a foreign object with somebody under 18. Hoop said that the news conference would be held on Thursday. The girl was 17.
Damn.
So
can it wait till like 18?
No. He's a dude, so they're trusting, you know, the police force with your kids. But they're fucking your kids.
They're fucking them literally with foreign objects.
Yes, so you can't even trust cops. I mean, of course, you couldn't do that anyways. But now they're raping your kids. Well, statutory rape, because I'm pretty sure the girls were not the smartest. Because, like, oh, he's in power. He has a nightstick. Let's fuck him.
He has a gun. What are you talking about? He has a gun.
Hey, foreign objects. I'm pretty sure he did not. I'm pretty sure he didn't fuck her with his gun.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
And why does it say oral copulation? Why don't you say he gave him head? Because other people that listen to this shit are not gonna understand what that is because they're dumb. It's so he got he yeah so job. He got head from someone that was not 18. This deputy, which I refuse to say his name.
Him.
I mean,
I'm just fucking.
I mean, he handled his dude, but I mean, that's kind of sad, dude.
That like how it's the second time in 2 weeks. They're like,
yeah.
The first one was okay, but no, after the second one, now we're gonna crack down on these fuckers.
After the second time, we said, fuck that shit. I don't know, man. Well, here's another one. This one I thought was fucking hilarious. This is the head. This is, you know, the whatever. The head. This was the head.
Nice fuck up.
A man on fire runs out of a porn store. Well, I'm not exactly sure how this happened. Police aren't either. The man on fire ran out of an adult entertainment store in Soma Wednesday night. Lieutenant Kevin McNaughton, because I don't know how to pronounce his name, said at 6:10 p.m. at Golden Gate Adult Superstore on the corner of 6th and Mission, the man ran out fully engulfed in flames. San Francisco Fire Lieutenant Mindy told, what a nice name, Mindy, told Bay City News that the man collapsed in front of the store.
What the hell is he doing that caught on fire?
Too much fucking friction. He just fucking self-combusted,
he's gonna use,
dude.
He's gonna use some lotion.
He didn't use Vaseline. He wasn't jelly whacking.
Jelly Wagon. Oh,
yeah, man. He just too much friction, man. He didn't want to pay for the video, so he, you know, he went to the quarry. He went, you know, the quarry, got the boxes, and just started jelly whacking. He just started dry beating himself until he fucking self combusted.
He's like, I'm not gonna buy this video. I'm just gonna use it.
Yes, I'm just gonna fucking.
He got on fire. Yeah. Why didn't he stop, drop, and roll?
And this is the last one I have for tonight, dude. The German mayor rescues a man who was trapped in a woman's prison. this happened in Berlin. The mayor in Germany helped rescue a man who seemed to be trapped in a woman's prison after mistaking it for a shortcut to a nearby park. Police in the northern city of, I'm not going to pronounce that, Wednesday notified the police, who came and freed the 24-year-old man. The man told police that he was strolling through the town and did not immediately notice that he walked into a prison. By the time it dawned on him where he was, the gate to the jail had already closed, locking him inside. Police said that they were investigating why the prison gate was open in the first place, enabling the man to wander in.
How did he get stuck in there?
Supposedly, he thought he was walking to a park.
I wonder how long the guy was in there before he was just like, I don't think I belong here, and like, maybe how can I convince him to get out? Let me show my penis, and then maybe I'll get out. No. That did not occur to him.
I think it probably happened when all the female inmates deprived from dick started fucking raping him in the showers, and the fucking, oh, they're like, wait a minute, what are they doing? He has a foreign object attached, and fucking, and so I'm pretty sure that's what happened. He's like, somebody help me in 5 minutes.
You know, zing.
Yeah, it's a zing.
This guy. That's funny though.
Whatever, bro.
Okay, so like over. Okay, so I've been. Anyways, over the producer's graduation weekend, at his family dinner, and he invites one of his old time friends, Diego. And Diego, this guy has the most amazing life stories. None of them are made up. This is all fucking personal shit that he's gone through. And the shit that he's gone through is the most fucking hilarious thing ever. And I like to call this segment, I guess, Diego's Stories. Just because he has the most... I'm telling him, even before his whole podcast even started, me and the producer, we'd hang out with him and be like, dude, you need to write a fucking book. Because, like, the shit that he goes through is just insane. So anyways, we're hanging out at this at graduation party, and I forget what he was talking about or why it came up, but he said that he had gone to Vegas like for a family reunion, and so he met up with a lot of family that he's never met and all this shit. He's hanging out with his cousins, which he knows his cousins, and they're like, oh, let's go club and blah blah blah. And anyways, they're hanging out like this bar, and this like girl, like this older woman. Oh, that's why it came out. We're talking about hooking up with older women. And he's like, oh, I got a good one. He's like, I went out with this older woman. She was like, how old? Like around 40? I don't know. She's around 40. And he's 22, let's say, or 21. Anyways, they go to this bar, and this girl keeps eyeing him, blah, blah. So then they end up, you know, he ends up chatting her up, and he brings her over. And then they're all hanging out with, like, the cousins, everything. Everybody's having a good time, smoking out. And his cousins see him flirting with this woman, right? And they have no problem with it. They're just all like, oh, okay, no problem, right? Yeah. But anyways, one of the cousins goes, hey, Diego, she's tired, you know, whatever her name was. Like, go take her to her room, you know, go take her up. And so he gives it, like, this weird look, and he's like, all right, I guess I'll take her to her room. I guess she's tired, you know, so it's, you know. The way I'm thinking is like, oh, he's doing something like a manly, like, hey, I'm going to escort this girl, right?
What a perfect moment if fucking just magically happens perfectly. Like, right. Oh, she's tired. Why don't you just fucking take her?
Yeah, right? So anyways, he gets up to like the floor and the elevator door is open. All of a sudden, this girl is just all up fucking all over this guy, right? Just like macking out on him, right? So then he suggests, oh, let's go down to the car. They go back downstairs, down to the car. Some freaky stuff happened, you know, a little what did you call it?
Oral copulation.
Oral copulation goes on. And anyways, the night ends up, you know, like, ending up. What's up?
Anaheim Nights, the podcast that gets you oral copulation.
That's a new one. That's good. Bianca needs to say that, though. So anyways, the fucking... Anyways, that night ends. He ends up going back to... He meets up back with his cousins, and he's like, oh, they're like, oh, what happened? Like, oh, nothing, you know, I took her back, blah, blah, blah. He makes nothing of it. Later, he brings it up, and he's like, dude, who was that girl, you know, blah, blah. And they're like, why? He's like, ah, and he comes clean. He's like, I don't know, dude. He's like, I took her down to the car, you know, we did this and that. And the guy just starts looking like, what the fuck? And he's like, what was wrong? He's like, dude, that was your fucking aunt. It's like an aunt that he's never met, like, and all this shit. And the fucked up shit is that his cousin saw them flirting and never was like, hey, take her to her room, but she's your aunt. Like, they never warned him. They never told him, like, dude, it's your aunt. And he's like, oh, what the fuck, you know? And he tells his cousin, dude, don't tell anybody. He's like, I swear to God, don't tell anybody. Next day at the, like, the reunion or whatever, everybody knows, including his fucking mom and all this shit.
Because we're fucking Hispanic. Everybody gonna fucking know. Everybody and their mama already knows, dude.
Right?
Your great-granny in fucking Mexico already is like, she got the BBM. And she's like, oh, what the fuck?
The BBM. Dude, everybody knew. There was no escaping for this guy. It was the fucking most embarrassing shit ever. And you know what even makes it even worse? Like,
he didn't feel, like, bad about it?
No. I don't think he did. But
he's pussy, motherfucker.
Yeah, he didn't know, though. He had no idea. He's never met this woman in his life. She's, like, 40 and blah, blah. The worst thing, though, is she fucking knew. She fucking knew that. Dang, she was a fucking aunt. And did she give a fuck? No. Oh, man. We were cracking fucking up over this for a while over that, man. That's Diego's stories. That's one of them. I'm trying to get him to actually come in and tell his story, him personally, because the way he tells it is 10 times better than I do. But trying to get a hold of him. Yeah, trying to get a hold of him is just almost impossible. So if we get a hold of him, that'll be a fucking treasure right there. So we'll go ahead and try that for the next episode. But, you know,
All right, man. Here we go. This is Misconnections. Misconnections is just something that I picked out just to kind of make fun of ourselves as guys, because some of us guys are just the worst, man. The fucking worst. So, let's make fun of ourselves for a little bit.
Sounds awesome.
Alright, here goes one. I'm still missing you. More today than usual. Can't get the memory out of my mind. The way you smile at me, your blue eyes shining behind your glasses as you pulled into your car. The spot next to mine. Where I used to wait for you, our walks, our talks, the way you would squeeze me and the way I would squeeze you, holding hands as an unspoken hello. I love you and I resent you. Today I'm sick to my stomach without you. Not being able to talk to you is like losing an appendage. Which one? I hope that you are happy with the life that you have chosen, and I hope it turned out the best. I hope that you're reading this. I hope that you're happy without me. I hope that one day I could be happy without you. Happy 429.
Yeah. What? It's 429.
Dude, I don't even know. I'm telling you, dude.
This guy's just being a bitch and being heartbroken and like,
yeah, dude, and he wants everybody to know that nobody loved him.
Oh, what a bitch. And he posted on Yahoo.
No, this wasn't Yahoo. This is Craigslist, bro.
You gotta be fucking me. What was he gonna get out of it?
People geez. Feeling bad for him? I don't know, dude. I doubt anybody hit him.
I was like, hey, I feel bad for you. Want a hand job?
From another man.
Here's the ding.
Here's another one. You were eating a salad by yourself.
This is the ones that where nobody knows. It's like those...
Yeah, they're misconnections.
Yeah. No, I get it. Okay. Bad.
You were eating salad all by yourself in a little pink dress. I walked by and smiled. I was in a black sweater, black hat, and black jeans. You were really cute. Yeah. You were really cute, and you were chomping away at a mouthful of salad. LOL. I wanted to join you. If you find this, let's have lunch together.
You're chomping away. Yeah, that's totally going to be like, yeah, come over so you can see me chomp away at another fucking salad.
She doesn't want to have lunch with you because you're a creepy fucking dude that's staring at her while she's having lunch. You know, she only has 30 minutes to eat her fucking salad and you're fucking staring at her, dude. Yeah, that's exactly what she wants, is to have lunch with you. Come on, man. Here's another one. This one, my personal favorite.
Right.
It's short, it's sweet, and it's so simple.
Let's get to it.
So why aren't you hugging me now?
What?
What? That was it.
I love that, because I could be just anonymous. Anybody could be like, I'll hug you right now.
Yeah. All right. He wants to get hugged long time.
Likely.
Okay, this is another one, man. We didn't shake hands because I didn't want to get grease all over you.
What?
Kind of awkward setting, but I think you're cute. Let's meet up.
Why does he have grease on him, first of all? Second of all, can you go wash it off and then go be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, man.
Jelly
whack. Yeah.
He was jelly whacking.
He was jelly whacking.
Jelly whacking.
Oh, man.
That makes no sense.
It makes no
the
sense.
The problem with misconnections is, like, nobody ever reads that shit except for you and the perv down the street and the people that post that shit.
And Goober when he makes fun of people.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's like, the chances of that other person reading that, it's just one in a million.
One in very little. Oh, this is the last one. I stopped by at the 99 cent store in Costa Mesa yesterday afternoon to pick up some things. When I was walking down the aisle, we almost ran into each other.
At the 99 cent store.
You were shorter than me, 10. Cute Asian girl. I wanted to say hi, but I was too nervous. I hope I get to see you again there. And this time, I won't be nervous. Maybe you'll see this.
And maybe I'll get pick up your tab and pay all fucking $5. $6 if you're crazy.
Yes, she's gonna want to talk to you after you fucking creepily knocked into her at a fucking 99 cent store. She was probably just trying to go buy chips like the guys from fucking Anaheim Nights when they go try to buy fucking chips at the 99 cent store, but then they don't make it there because it's already 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I can't wait to sell $6.
That video is up already. That's why I mentioned it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, dude, that's exactly what she wants to do. She wants to meet up with you at the 99 cent store because you're a creepy motherfucker that was staring at her in the aisle while she was just trying to get, you know, some bag of chips. You know, that's exactly what she wanted. That's what she wants from you.
Exactly. I didn't have, like, 99 cent pregnancy tests there.
Oh.
And they worked, supposedly.
I do not want to hear the rest of that. So, anyways.
We'll save that for the next show.
Yeah. But I like to say that it's been good coming back, and let's get back into style, you know?
But thank you for, you know, listening to another 30 minutes of us ranting and raving about bullshit.
That has no structure.
And that is not funny.
And goes on random tangents.
Yes.
And I'm Goob. I'm sorry, I'm Gooch.
And I'm Goober.
And we approve this message.
Yes. Thank you for coming back with us for another, you know, 30 minutes this week. I'm sorry that we did not put up a show, but like I said, we had to kind of take some time off, and I ran out of, you know, like, lost episodes, so to say. But, you know, we're back, and hopefully you enjoy the show. Hopefully. We're trying to get better at what we're doing. I mean, this is a show that has no budget. We have no money. We do this just because we fucking like doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just here to entertain y'all. So enjoy it, and that's pretty much it. Let me
pretty much re-entertain ourselves in the process, and then some of the viewers, like maybe 5 of you.
Yeah.
So no, you guys can jerk off to this too. You know, it's all good.
So you can catch us at facebook.com/ I am Goober, facebook.com/GuchaMcD. facebook.com/AnaheimNights, and all our links will be there. youtube.com/goobersvlogs, youtube.com/AnaheimNights, and that is about it. Come back and listen to us again,
because we'll make you come butt ass naked.
Yes, Anaheim Nights, making people come butt ass naked since 2010.